Greeting. Patrick and Gail celebrated 27 years together on Thursday. Happy anniversary to the two of you. On March 1st, happy birthday to Robert from Grandma Tyreek, Hayden, and family. Susan from all of your friends at SLB. Gregor of Allison Park from your family and friends. Jack of Emsworth from Mom, Dad, Ben, and Sally. And Allison of Shaler from Mom, Dad, and Henry. On March 2nd, we have Joel of Cannonsburg from Mom, Dad, and Kira. Diane of Avella from daughter Sarah. Lena of East Liverpool, Ohio. Happy birthday, Lena. Caroline, a.k.a. Tweety of Avalon, celebrates on the 2nd, as does Lauren from Mark and Jen in Portersville. Judy in Highland Park from husband Ken. Tessa of Gibsonia. And Jacqueline of Beaver from Corey. Joey Bear and Vinny celebrating on the 2nd as well. And happy birthday on the 3rd to Laura of Pittsburgh from Mom, Dad, and Conrad. Carla of McMurray. Happy birthday to you, Carla. Brody from Chachi and Ryan. Nick in Gibsonia from Brian and Mars. And Dean in Dormont from Dad and Mom. On March 4th, we have Wyatt of Mount Lebanon from Mom, Dad, and Lila. Isabella from the Grace family, Tommy in Swiss Helm Park from the Condrich family, Jim of Elizabethtown from daughter Amy, and Cooper of Elizabeth, Pennsylvania. Turning to March 5th, we have Bob from the Bingham family, Russ of Souderton from Sandy and Max, Lee of Coriopolis, and Elijah of Mount Washington. On March 6th, we have Betsy. We have John and Carrick from Carroll and family. Judy of Manassas, Virginia. Mark of the North Side from your family. Jake from the Wellsby Gang. Sean of McMurray from Mom, Dad, Callan, and Eileen. Finally, March 7th, this coming Friday, John of Leedsdale. And Brianna Ray from the O'Donnell family in Middlesex. Happy birthday to you, Brianna Ray.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
This is a song about the Julia Bell Swain. Got a mighty fine captain too. Got a big red wheel that goes round and round in a bunch of old hippies for a crew. But I can't stay here, well I gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. Gonna get my banjo and put it on the back when the Julia Bell comes down. When the Julia Bell comes down. The old Mississippi River, it's a good old place for a boy.
What do you think? That's from the brand new album called Julia Bell, the John Hartford Fiddle Album, Volume 2. This album features so many great people. Rachel Baiman played banjo and did vocals on that song. Megan Lynch Chowning, also on vocals and fiddle. Sharon Gilchrist on mandolin and vocal. Kristen and Drayson on feet and vocal, and Vicky Vaughn on bass and vocal. The album is Julia Bell, the John Hartford Fiddle Project, just released. We are going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. I think I inadvertently made Patrick and Gail an old married couple. Their anniversary was the 27th. I might have said 27 years. The 27th was their anniversary. So happy belated anniversary to the two of you.
Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a non-profit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Summer Youth Guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com. The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
A quick program note: at 9:30 this morning, we are going to replay our October 22nd, 2005 interview with Roberta Flack. As you may know, Roberta Flack died on Monday, and we want to honor her by playing this interview. She herself, during the interview, will be honoring Fred Rogers, and we are at the anniversary of his passing away in 2003. If my memory is right. So we'll hear her, and I think you'll enjoy the interview. Now, let's play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, someone living, somebody no longer living. We think it is probably a name you have heard before. And this week's initials are S W. S W. That's S as in slippery rock, and W as in Wilkinsburg. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and you can begin guessing. Wait, I gave the wrong initials. How did I do that? Hang on. SW are not the initials. See, a week of vacation will do that to me. I don't know how I did that. Reset. Go. The initials are SR. SR. I'm going to go stand in the corner. SR are the initials. At least I didn't give the answer, which I've done a few times. SR, the initials. As with the other initials, it could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. No matter who it is, we think it's a name you've heard before. SR, S as in slippery rock, R as in rock, comma, slippery. SR as in slippery rock. It all works. 412-200-5975. Let's hear from you as we play Guess Who. And it's nice to see the guesses rolling. And Smokey Robinson just guessed by John. And Carrick, Bill has the correct answer. And Tom has a list, a great list of names. I'm just going to read a few. Susan Rice, Stephen Root, great actor. Sally, Jesse, Raphael, she of the red glasses. And also wrestler Spud, Rockstar. And Tom also has the correct answer. Oh, and Sonny Rollins, we should include on his list too. And I see that Margaret has the correct answer. Thank you, Ricky, playing along on Facebook. 412-200-5975. John and Carrick just got the correct answer. Ross and Glenshaw. Ross, good to hear from you. Has Steve Reich, not him. Susan has Smokey Robinson. And Caden has a guess. His guess is Sam's Rodeo. Caden and I challenge each other each week. He makes up a name to go with the initials we give, and then it's my job to come up with an identity for the person. Sam's Rodeo was named for Sam Rechtenwald, but it's called Sam's Rodeo, and it's a museum of rodeos. When you go to Sam's Rodeo, you'll see mechanical bulls, you'll see some actual real bulls, you'll get a chance to meet cowboys, and especially a sea rodeo clown. So it's all part of Sam's Rodeo, a place where you can go and enjoy the history of rodeo thanks to Sam Rechtenwald and his founding of Sam's Rodeo. And Caden's mom simultaneously texted us with the correct answer. Here is James and Freiburg with the correct answer, as well as the late Susan Ross, Sue Richards, Seth Rollins, and Scott Rowland. Well done. John in Carrick has Susan Rice, another good guess. And the guesses are really coming in. Angie in Mars also has Susan Rice. Ty in Valencia just got the correct answer. And here is Stuart with the correct answer. Well done. Always nice to have Stu and Sarah listening. Oh, Mike and Mars had a guess of Sally Rogers, great folk singer, not her. Richard on the north side has the correct answer. Also, Smokey Robinson and Sergei Rachmaninoff. Great guesses. John in Economy Borough has Sun Ra. Happy to see that. Stan Ridgeway. Stephen Root, a terrific actor, and the correct answer. Well done. Annie has a guess of Steve Rogers. Aline in Maine has the right answer. And Gail in Stanton Heights has Sergei Rachmaninoff, Salman Rushdie, Smokey Robinson, Susan Rice, Seth Rogen, and a name I'll look up. I was doing pretty well, but this is one, it's always an actress, or 9 times out of 10 when I don't know somebody, it's an actor. Una Roman, an American-born Irish actress. That's a great guess. And I think I mentioned Gail also has the correct answer. As we continue with Guess Who, Patrick in South Park has the correct answer. And Russ, listening with Sharon in King, North Carolina, Russ has the correct answer, as well as Salman Rushdie. Patrick has Sam Rockwell, Sahara Roy, Seth Rogen, Susanna Reid, Sen Rill, Sarah Rafferty, Scott Rosenberg, Sarah Roy, and the correct answer. Patrick also had a guess of Stan Rogers. That's a great one. Jim in Crafton Heights has Sam Rockwell. And the correct answer. Aline in Maine mentions Sugar Ray as a guess. Well, we'll take a few more guesses from you in the remaining moments of Guess Who at 412-200-5975. Ralph added Smokey Robinson. And Stanley Roper from Three's Company, the landlord, Mr. Roper. Excellent. Also, Salman Rushdie. Those are great. I love it when a guest like Stanley Roper comes out of the woodwork like that. Bill mentions Steve Reeves. Oh, interesting. Very interesting. For Mike and Mars, had these are the same names, aren't they? On the Dick Van Dyke Show, the character played by Rosemary is Sally Rogers, and there is a folk singer named Sally Rogers as well. Who knew? I never thought about that. What a great guest. Now, Bill and Sheridan I like to look these up when I don't know them. Steve Reeves is an actor and a body builder, most known for sword and sandal films, playing characters like Hercules and Goliath. That's a name I did not know. Thank you, Bill, for that. Another Bill, had a guest with my misspoken initials. Harry, good morning. Harry has the correct answer. Let's go back to Tom's list from earlier. Make sure we've covered all of his. I think we have, with the exception of Sam Rayburn, Steve Russell, a video game developer, Steve Rogers, Captain America, and Tom did have the correct answer as well. Lots of guesses coming in from Tom. 412-200-5975. Last call if you would like to play Guess Who. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, good morning. Ron just got the correct answer. Ron G, that is. Well done, Ron. Well, it's time to let you know that Ron, Harry, Jim, Patrick, Russ, and Sharon, I mentioned Patrick of Stanton Heights, Patrick of South Park, Gail of Stanton Heights, Aline in Maine, John in Economy Borough, Richard on the North Side, Stu in McCandless, Ty in Valencia, James in Freiburg, Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, Susan, also John in Carrick, Tom in McCandless, Bill, and also Margaret. I want to get everybody in here. Bill and Margaret got it. That's it, Bill and Margaret. I think I've listed all of them now. All of you, I should say. And, yet another Bill in Pittsburgh. Bill V., getting the correct answer. We were looking for astronaut Sally Ride. Sally Ride, the first American woman to go into space. Sally Ride was, and she was aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger in 1983. And born in 1951. Sally Ride is who we were looking for. If you came up with her, congratulations.
There is nothing that is wrong. Won't you stay here with me? I know you got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home? Stay with me. Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally.
Rest here.
Rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Won't you
lay down, Sally? No need to leave so soon.
We still got the moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet sky, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave.
Lay down, son.
Rest here in my heart. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
I said, lay down, son.
No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long. You can lay your worries down and stay with me. Don't you ever leave.
Lay down, son.
Rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
Lay down, son.
No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Seldom Seen, with a great version of that song. Sally Kristen Ride, born May 26th, 1951, and she died July 23rd, 2012, an American astronaut and physicist born in Los Angeles. She joined NASA in 1978, and in 1983 became the first American woman and the third woman in the world to fly in space. That after cosmonauts Valentina Tereshkova in 1963 and Svetlana Savitskaya in 1982 did so. She was the youngest American astronaut to have flown in space, having done so at the age of 32. Sally Ride, congratulations if you came up with her. Today's Guess Who Answer.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of I Never Saw Another Butterfly and the Terezin Promise takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from February 28th through March 9th as part of its 28th season of Strength, Voices, and Hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Coming up in a moment, our October 22nd, 2005 interview with Roberta Flack. Played in her memory, she passed away on Monday. And we'll have that for you in just about 10 minutes. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
So sound, the revenue officers are coming, gonna tear your still house down.
Well, the first time I seen Don and Corey, she was standing by the sea. She had a 45 strapped around her bosom. She had a banjo on her knee.
Hey,
hanging around my bed. Bad liquor has ruined my body. Pretty women gone to my head.
Oh yes, my darling. I'll do the best I can, but I'll never give my pleasure to another gambling man.
Dig a hole, dig a hole.
Weavers in 1980, and they sound great, don't they? That's the recording from the Weavers reunion documentary made in 1980 by PBS. And everybody sounds good, but I especially am partial to Ronnie Gilbert and Lee Hayes. And their voices are just breathtaking in that particular song and on the album.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Summer Youth Guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
You can find information about our summer camps there as well. ymc.slbradio.org. We have 6 weeks of camp scheduled for this summer for teens. Now, back in 2005... it was our pleasure to do something radio people talk about this every now and then, breaking a record. I don't mean doing better than a previous accomplishment in the Guinness Book of Records, nor do I mean taking a record and bending it so it breaks. I mean being the first to get a record on the radio before anybody else. And in our case, it was our pleasure to break this record. We were the first in the world to feature this album, Songs from the Neighborhood, the music of Mr. Rogers. And we did so, had a Sherapin was with us, some other special guests. And throughout the morning, we had calls from most of the artists. The album features rearranged cover versions of the music of Fred Rogers. And most of the artists from the album joined us all throughout the morning. It was an incredible day. And the day was October 22nd, 2005. And as you may know, Roberta Flack, we were just talking about her a couple weeks ago. She was the answer to one of our puzzles. She passed away on Monday at the age of 88. So we thought it would be nice to feature her interview back from 2005. So here is Roberta Flack on the Saturday Light Brigade in celebration of the music of Fred Rogers. Roberta Flack and Won't You Be My Neighbor from Songs from the Neighborhood. Released this coming Tuesday, celebrating the music of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And It's our pleasure to have a very special program this hour. Hedda Sharapan is here with us. Hi, Hedda.
Hi, everyone.
Hedda, you worked at Fred's side for almost 40 years.
Right, next year will be 40 years, and I learned so much from him, musically, parently, professionally, personally.
And I just want to get us officially started. You can still watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood every day in most cities, and Fred Rogers is still a part of our daily life. I still watch him every day, and he's here for generations and generations to come.
Larry, I also think he's probably more important for today's children than ever because of the calm pace, the sense of think about what we're doing, think about what you're saying. Children today need that calm oasis, even parents too.
Yeah, he's a real touchstone, and I view him as such a centering force. This is Hedda Sharapan, who works for Family Communications, and Family Communications is the nonprofit company that Fred founded to nurture, grow, and stay true to the mission of his ministry, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And how do you describe your role? I know you were by his side as an expert in child development. How did you meet?
I had a degree in psychology, and just on a lark, as I was trying to figure out what to do with my life and career, I happened to go to WQED. That was before Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and someone there suggested I get some advice from Fred Rogers if I was thinking about children's television, and his advice was, why don't I think about a master's degree in child development? And the second year I was in graduate school, because Fred was also associated with the graduate program at Pitt, he asked if I would come and join the staff. And there was evening taping, so it worked with my schedule. There was no pay, this tiny bunch of us. And it just grew from there. I helped him with the books, I helped him with the viewer mail, and developing new projects based on his work. He wrote all the scripts, he wrote all the music, he did almost all the puppets, but we were support staff and still continue to carry on the legacy.
Did you see many changes in him over those 40 years?
Well, probably most solidly, I can say that there were minor changes, but his conviction about doing something that was really healthy and right for children and families was so steel strong. He knew that he was giving the basics of what children and families needed, and those things haven't changed. I remember Fred saying, evolution doesn't happen that fast, and the children's, even though their outside needs may have changed, their inner needs haven't.
We are pleased to have a couple guests with us. Dennis Scott is here, and also Roberta Flack is with us, and I'm going to get them on with us together right now. Hello from Pittsburgh to Dennis Scott. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great, and hello, Roberta Flack.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Roberta.
How you doing?
We have to stop meeting like this.
I know.
Or start meeting like this.
Yeah, this is a good meeting.
Oh, it is, and it's a good feeling, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Roberta, we played that song just a little bit ago, and Hedda and I were looking at each other. What a wonderful thing that you did with that song.
No, what a wonderful, wonderful arrangement Dennis Scott did with that song.
Now,
he is so beautiful. You know, Dennis and I have become musical friends forever.
I think so.
I don't make musical friends very easily. It's not that I don't want to, but I'm so overwhelmed usually by most people who have the kind of talent that Dennis has. He did the whole album, you know. And, I mean, that's not an easy task, and especially with all of these different voices and musical folks, you know, to work with them, number one. And then number two, to come up with special arrangements that perfectly suit you know, the people themselves. That's really, really incredible. So applause, applause, applause.
Well, right back at you. I mean, you only have to listen to two bars of that song and know that's Roberta Flack singing, and nobody sings a song
that's
like Roberta does.
And that made me feel so good. But, you know, it's the song. Don't you guys think it's the song?
Roberta,
I said that. I got so teary when I was doing my in-person interview because it's the song. I mean, if you're a musician and an artist and you feel deeply anyway, and somebody gives you a song, even without that wonderful, wonderful, never-to-be-duplicated melody, which is so simple and so available to the average person's listening ear. It's not something they have to scratch their head about and wonder what you're saying. You know, it's a beautiful day in the night. I mean, it's right there. And it's just perfect. The melody, the words. And when Dennis said, "Listen, we want you to sing this," I said, "You got me." you know, you got me, really. And it's I would have sung anything for Mr. Rogers because, as we have all noted, he was incredibly talented. And I just hope that now that this album is going to come out with all of these various artists, that the world will realize that even more, in a more supportive way, you know, because we need for his work to move on. We don't need for it to stop.
Roberta, this is Hedda. I worked with Fred Rogers for almost 40 years. We're a small staff, so we all worked very closely with him. And we're working very hard to carry on his legacy and keep his words and his music and his philosophy alive. And I have to tell you that when we as a staff sat and listened to the CD and felt everybody, and I mean, I was listening to the DVD last night and felt your affection and your respect for Fred. It's such an honor to Fred's music, that respect that you have for him musically and lyrically. You gave that same sense of what Fred wanted in that song, is that intimacy of "I care about you,
yeah.
You are my neighbor," and you did it in your own way, which Fred loved, that creative sense of taking something and making it yours. And it's so exciting for us. And thank you, Dennis, for making that happen.
Thank you, Hedda. Thank you for saying all of that. And my involvement at a very personal and passionate level, I hope will be heard by everybody in the entire world who loved Mr. Rogers and who knew and appreciated what he stood for, because he really did express an attitude of intimacy and accessibility and availability, but to very young children. And it sort of kind of, for me as an ex-school teacher, represented the one thing in the world that we need more of, and that we absolutely cannot live without, and that's that ability that he had to write a song or say a word, even the sound of his voice. You know, it was just all so perfect to instill in young people the love of other people and the love of things and the love of life and the love of music, just love in general. And His whole persona, which was of course reflected most strongly in the music, I don't think it was reflected any stronger in the music than it was, Dennis, in the shows themselves, because the songs always had a point. There was always a message there. There was always a lesson to be learned, you understand? And so it wasn't just a beautiful song, and now we have a song, slot, you know, 9:10-12 seconds, Mr. Rogers sings a song. It wasn't that. The song had some major importance to the point that he was making for that show that day, and therefore a very wonderful, kind-hearted, generous lesson for young people and for their adult
Hedda, I think Roberta belongs on your staff.
I want her to do some public relations for us.
No, but I believe this with all my heart. I'm not just saying it. I'm not just spouting words. This will tell you. I really, honestly, and truly believe this. I believe it with all of my heart. And as my little girl would say, from my heart of hearts, I really believe this.
Well, it's obvious in the way you gave this song to the world. Thank you.
The way he gave it to the world, and the way I had a chance to, with Dennis's help, you know, sing it. I'm so glad Dennis let me sing it as a ballad. I prefer to sing a ballad. I would like to do a disco thing that made everybody shake their tail. Uh-huh. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I can remember that occasionally when I was able to watch Fred Rogers' show, there was a little something there with a little up-tempo, dancing through the neighborhood or whatever, or making some of them. But that, even when he was doing those up-tempo moments musically, there was always that underlining sound to me of something that could be slowed down and sung. And as a matter of fact, he didn't see it. Even if the music was going da-da-da-da, his voice would go da-da-da-da-da. He always put that little slow thing on top of it so that the children primarily had a chance to hear what he was saying.
The wonderful Johnny Costa is the musical arranger working with Fred. Was so wonderful in helping the music have such integrity, and Hedda involved too, and Fred.
Yeah.
This is Roberta Flack, who sings on the album, and Dennis Scott. I'd like you both to meet somebody else who's here in our studio now. What's your name?
Ethan.
Ethan, how old are you?
6.
Ethan is 6. Can you hear Ethan okay?
Yeah. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, Ethan. And what do you like about Mr. Rogers? Can you tell us some things about him?
Well, I like the neighborhood trolley.
Do you have a favorite character in the land of make-believe?
Yes, Purple Panda.
Oh, I like Purple Panda, too. Can you remember something that Mr. Rogers did that has really stood out for you, a particular visit to the land of make-believe or a special song that you like?
No, not really.
They all kind of come together. It's hard off right off the top of your head. Do you watch him every day?
No.
I still like to watch him. I found this. You've got your headphones on here in the Children's Museum. You recognize that, don't you? That's the trolley sound. Ethan, who's in your family? Here with you.
My mom and my little brother, Ryan.
How old is Ryan?
2 years old.
Okay.
And my dad and my sister.
And how old is your sister?
4 months.
I thought she was pretty young. I wonder if your mom would like to say anything. Would you like to say hello to Roberta Flack and Dennis Scott?
Can't believe I'm talking to Roberta Flack.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's nice that you appreciate Mr. Rogers and that you've made that available to Ethan and Ryan. And what's the little baby's name?
Megan.
Okay. That's just so wonderful.
I love him. I wrote him a letter as an adult, and he sent a letter back, and I just have always respected and loved him. I watched him every day when I was a little kid, and I'm just glad that my kids can watch it now. So
that's so wonderful, and you pass it on to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. And that's another thing, Larry and Dennis and Hedda, that is so important, I think, for us to take note of, and that is the timelessness of what Fred Rogers was all about. What do you think the main reason for that is? Is it because all of the messages were good? Or what is that? What do you think really makes it possible for a group of people to come together at this point and do something that is a tribute to him, but that entirely depends on what he was all about? Is there an element of timelessness in what he represents for you guys as well?
Roberta, I think it's because of the fact that Fred spent years working directly with young children and trying to understand what's important in their lives so that he could then communicate with them through television, through his words, his music, and the make-believe stories. he really understood. He could understand it from his own childhood, his own world, and he could also understand the world through the eyes of young children. And that doesn't change over the years.
It doesn't, does it? Now, certainly the need to have that doesn't change. There are not very many Fred Rogers, though, in the world. If there were, I think the world would be a different place.
I agree.
Because you can't be a child forever. And Ethan's mom is a good example, and Dad and her whole family. That's a good example of how important his work is, and especially in the sense that he spent all of his adult life, you know, expressing what he understood so well. It's important that what you just said be made a part of his record, and that is that he understood children. He understood children. He understood the child's mind. He understood the child's desires. He understood the confusion that children have. And so he fed to those things good qualities of resolution, how to get around, how to cross over a bridge, how to walk to the next corner. For some children who are really young and very, very childlike, that can be an intimidating thing. And most adults would not spend 2 or 3 minutes of a show saying, here's how you do it. And he just made it such a beautiful experience. I just think I have so much respect for him. And gosh, when I heard the other songs, Dennis, that he had written, you know, that are included on the album, I knew he was prolific as a songwriter, but I didn't know that there were so many really good songs. And I bet you there are more.
There are. Like the hard part of making this album was trying to narrow it down to a handful of songs.
Say that again.
Yeah, it was hard to narrow the album down to just a handful of songs, Dennis was saying. And there, a lot of people I don't think knew that Fred wrote all of those songs, hundreds and hundreds of songs. I don't know, Hedda, if there's an exact count.
We say over 200, and there were also about a dozen children's operas that he wrote. Many of them are.
Oh, I'd love to hear one of those.
Yeah, many of them are still on the air.
Yeah.
And he wrote the melodies and the lyrics, which is also unusual, and most people don't realize.
Well, we have a lot of people calling to join us. In fact, Tony Rose is about to join us. Roberta, thank you. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Hedda. Thank you again, Dennis, from the bottom of my heart for reaching out to me and working with me on this wonderful arrangement of Won't You Be My Neighbor. And thank you, Ethan, for bringing your mom and dad and your baby sister so that I could meet them. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Roberta. Hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And hang on, Dennis. We'll be with you in just a moment. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 25 minutes. Well, there you have it. A little bit of history. Some of our staff were telling us where they were in 2005. As we listened to that, which concerned me a little bit. Time really flies, doesn't it? The answer, in most cases, was elementary school. That from October 22nd, 2005, Roberta Flack. And what a life. She died at the age of 88 on Monday. Broadcasting live for Youth Express is next. From historic Allegheny Square, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Thank you.
the group known as Band of Rooks at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I hope you are going to stay tuned for our Youth Express Hour. We've got some remarkable teens during this half hour and next who are in leadership roles doing just some amazing things. And we're going to talk about a hackathon that has been started locally and I think is going to catch on in other communities as well. I've been to exactly one hackathon in my life, and I had a ball when I went to it. So you'll learn more about that in just a moment.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of I Never Saw Another Butterfly and the Terezin Promise takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from February 28th through March 9th as part of its 28th season of Strength, Voices, and Hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an